the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you were previously with us in our series of discussions, we were trying to have a look at the different objectives of supplications in educating people. We said that school of supplication has a plethora of features in which sublime intentions are set by the legislators, by the Almighty Allah and the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimussalam. We said that the first objective, the most significant feature, is in the field of education, and it is the fact that in all supplications we do not find the case where something is referred to non-God or non-divine thing. For example, in all these supplications, the absolute cause is God, and nothing can ever take place without His consent. So, regarding this issue, Allama Tabatabai distinguishes between the Shi'i Gnosticism and the common Gnosticism, and he says that in the verses, traditions, and supplications, we find a kind of a special system which paves the way for the Gnostic and the believer. So, in the behaviors and manners of all these great men of virtues in the school of the infallible imams, we may not see anything against the common sense and the rational thinking. Great men such as Sayyid ibn Tawus, Sayyid Bahrul Ulum, Ibn Fahd Hilli, and others, all their great teachers, whose manners and behaviors had been based on the basis of those of the infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, are good exemplars. All these men are among the elite scholars of the employment of the verses of the Holy Quran, traditions, and commands of the school of the infallible Imams. So, in order to depict this significant feature of the infallible Imams, we will refer to some supplications. And of course, we will only refer to the parts that are mostly crucially needed for our argumentation.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil jawab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va as. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good. About all the things that we went through. Knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So in order to prove that a most significant feature in the sphere of education is this monotheism, in this shape that we see in these supplications, the absolute cause is God, and nothing can ever take place without His consent. In Simat's supplication, we see that God's name appears in the opening passage. Allahumma, inni as'aluka bismika al-azim al-a'zam. O Allah, I invoke you with your great name, which is greater than your names. Al-ajalli al-akram. More glorious than your names, more beloved than them. الذي إذا دعيت به على مغالق أبواب السماء للفتح بالرحمة فتحت. I invoke you with this name, with which, if you are involved to open the locks of the gates of heaven, they will be opened with mercy. وإذا دعيت به على مغالق أبواب الأرض للفرج فرجت. And if you are invoked with it to open up the narrow gates of the earth, when with deliverance, they will be opened up. In also the very same supplication, we read, وَبِحِكْمَتِكَ الَّتِي خَلَقْتَ بِهَا الظُّلْمَ وَجَعَلْتَهَا لَيْلًا سَكَنًا. And with your wisdom, by which you have created darkness, you made it as calmness, and at night, and you created light, you made it as a day. خلقت بها النور وجعلته نهارا. خلقت بها الشمس. You created the sun. وخلقت بها القمر. You created the moon. وخلقت بها الكواكب. You created the planets. وجعلتها نجوما. You made them all stars. In the supplication of Jawshan al-Kabir, God is given 1,000 names, each name of which relates to one another of the creation. يَمَلَّهُ الْمُلْكُ وَالْكَمَالُ. For example, O God, I invoke you, who have the absolute domination and perfection. يَا مُنْشِئَ السَّحَابِ الثِّقَالِ. You have created the heavy clouds. يَا صَانِعَ كُلِّ مَصْنُوعٍ. You have created everything. يَا خَالِقَ كُلِّ مَخْلُوقٍ. You have created every creature. يَا رَازِقَ كُلِّ مَرْزُوقٍ. You have provided everyone and everything with the means of subsistence. يَا مَنْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ قَائِمٌ بِهِ. O you, the creator of the universe, Ya Musawwir, all these names and attributes of the Almighty Allah are connected to one aspect of creation. This means that one important, objective of the supplications is to teach us to recognize the Almighty Allah as the absolute cause. We'll have a look at some other instances in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through